This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It's taken more than 2 years to get this from a law passed in Congress and signed by the president into a new SEC proposal this week. Companies have to publish a statistic for all to see. Take the CEO's pay and divide by the median compensation of all employees. This pay ratio idea gained strength during the financial crisis. Marketplace's Mark Garrison examines what might be gleaned when one of these ratios comes in at, say, 200 to 1 or 1,000 to 1.
Companies say they don't like pay ratios because they're complicated and expensive to calculate. There's some merit to that, but let's say someone finds an easy way to do the math. Stanford business professor Dave Larker says the resulting rankings won't be fair.
Retail, supermarkets, and things like that, you're going to have a lot of workers that are paid at a fairly low level. It's just the nature of that business, and that ratio is, generally speaking, going to be quite high.
A Bloomberg analysis shows J.P. Morgan Chase and Chipotle had similar CEO pay, but completely different pay ratios, simply because bankers make a lot more than burrito rollers. Whole industries could look bad. But University of Denver law professor Jay Brown says that worry misses the point.
While maybe other people can take it out of context and use it for different reasons, the reality is securities laws are designed to inform shareholders, and this information is useful in making an informed decision when they vote on executive compensation.
He thinks pay ratios will be helpful as a way to compare how companies change pay packages over time. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.